Join us WrestleMania weekend for the Internet Darlings live event featuring your favorite wrestling YouTubers. The link is in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Ed Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the only pro wrestling podcast we know of on our channel that counts down pro wrestling things. We're also available anywhere fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, where if you hit that subscribe download button, it makes us very happy.
Yeah.
And we're also at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Or what?
You don't know what to do with that.
What's going on?
That Ric Flair.
I just wanted to get through the shouts before I started dicking around with all this stuff we got from our lovely...
We probably should have taken care of that before we started rolling.
Anyways, we're also available at patreon.com/Steven Larson, where you can contribute to the show. Give you stuff.
Yeah, like we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. You can get t-shirts like this.
Yeah, we are.
Fun wrestling.
Yeah, look at this. Legends of Wrestling. Is this the one that's non-WWE?
I believe so.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
It's with Bret Hart, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestlers that need to switch brands, there's rumors going around that Vince McMahon wants AJ Styles out of SmackDown onto Raw and the New Day out of Raw on a SmackDown.
Correct.
So that got us thinking what, Larson?
Other wrestlers who could benefit from a switch of brands.
Because we actually like both those moves, provided...
There's other moves that accompany those moves.
Yeah, because AJ going from SmackDown to Raw would leave SmackDown pretty much devastated. Because yes. Cena's not going to be around
AJ,
all that much.
AJ carries SmackDown post-draft.
He really does. Bad move on Daniel Bryan to actually fire him on the show.
I know. It's a top guy on your show.
Top guy on your show. He probably should try to work out some sort of trade first, which we're pretty sure that's what's going to happen at this point. So we have 10 suggestions, wrestlers to go from one brand to another, and I'm looking right here, and there's a lot of movement going from Raw to SmackDown because SmackDown is quite depleted.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Number 10.
10.
The Ascension.
Yes.
They're red themed.
Yeah.
So they should go from SmackDown to Raw.
Okay.
Also, the tag team division in Raw needs jobbers.
They do.
They really need, I mean, they need jobbers, but they also need guys who sort of fulfill kind of a mid-card tag division area. I want good things for the Ascension. I want good things for everybody.
Yeah.
But I want good things for the Ascension. I think that they're a well-branded, well-packaged team.
They are. They really are.
Yeah. And so, like, maybe a move to Raw could help spur something because right now it's top-heavy. You have the New Day, who, you know, according to rumor, might be headed to SmackDown.
You have the Club.
With the Club, Cesaro, and Sheamus.
Enzo and Cass.
And Enzo and Cass.
And then you have the Shining Stars after that.
And that's...
just about it.
Pretty much it? Is there anybody else?
Golden Truth.
Oh, yeah. They never.
They haven't been on TV in a while. R-Truth
has like 3 million Twitter followers. Isn't that crazy? It's awesome.
It is awesome.
I love R-Truth.
I do, too.
Yeah.
The Ascension would help fill out the mid-card of Raw's tag division.
Because you can only do the Shining Stars so much.
Like, yeah.
They need to do something with that. Yeah. So the Ascension at number 10, plus they're red themed.
Yes. I think that for you particularly is the main reason.
Like, man, if your gimmick involves a specific color and that color is either red or blue, stick to what brand you really belong on.
Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura should be on Raw.
Okay.
That's why. Number 9.
9.
Kalisto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send him from
SmackDown
to Raw.
Yeah.
And then he'll be in the Cruiserweight division. Yeah. And he can be on 205 Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because usually on SmackDown, as of late, he's been involved in feuds with Baron Corbin.
Where he just is used as a beat dummy.
Yeah, and Dolph.
Yeah.
And by and large, he just gets beat up.
Yeah.
So he's a very good wrestler.
Yeah.
And he would be a welcome addition of talent to the Cruiserweight division. I think he could put up some really good matches with the entire roster.
Man,
there.
We said this like years ago. He's got some spectacular moves.
Yeah.
It's just he never really gets a showcase for them because he never wrestles anybody who's... similarly themed, similarly sized.
Well, even when he doesn't, his chairs match with Baron Corbin was surprisingly good at TLC.
He can be very creative.
Yeah.
He can be very creative. It makes me wonder what, like, the... like, when they pair up Kalisto with Baron Corbin's still kind of new. I wonder how much of, like, the arrogance of his character is a part of him. Like, do you think, I have no idea, neither do you.
But
like getting him in a room with Kalisto and they sit down to work out a match with a booker, with an agent, whatever they're called. Like, I wonder what the back and forth is like.
I kind of feel like Baron Corbin is just who he really is. Has turned up a little bit.
Really? A little bit? So he's just a dick? He's like this close to actually being a guy who'd crush somebody with a forklift?
Well, I just go back to what Scott Hall said.
He said, if I'm not mistaken, he said, they tried to make you a baby, didn't they? And then they realized that you're an asshole. And then Corbin just sort of smiled.
But just like during all of...
He's like, oh, the bad guy called me an asshole.
Breaking ground.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't come off as the warmest of individuals.
Yeah, I know, but I still wonder how much of that was like a put on, like an act. I don't think he's like Mr. Warm, like Mr. Warm and Fuzzy.
And I'm not trying to infer that he's like a complete asshole. Could be, I don't know.
I don't think he's unprofessional. I think he's...
I think he's a professional, but I also think, you know, what we always say, that the best wrestlers' characters are themselves just turned all the way up.
Right.
And I think that's what Baron Corbin is.
I think we're just talking about Baron Corbin right now.
Instead of Kalisto.
Anyways, you know what would be... Here's a path for Baron Corbin, though. Like, end up dominating SmackDown, getting the world title, and then going to Raw. Then you'll be a big fucking name.
You know, Baron Corbin's not even on this list.
No, I know. Kalisto is. But how long are we going to talk about Kalisto? Send him over to Raw so he can be on 205 Live. He'll put on some good matches. Never be the champion. Don't care about him. Grand Metalik. Go. We've got Kalisto and Grand Metalik in the ring together. Ooh. Clean a cock. Number eight. Titus Brand.
Yes.
Get me Titus Brand.
On SmackDown. The writers there can come up with some interesting things for Titus Brand.
We're both big fans of Titus Brand.
Yes.
And all he does on Raw is get picked on and bullied, and he tries to find friends, and they all shoot him down. And it's,
I know,
kind of sad.
Titus would be a welcome addition to SmackDown's basically non-existent mid-card.
Exactly. On top of that, like, Titus O'Neil is such a character, and
he is.
SmackDown is that place where sort of like the more colorful characters go, you know? Like, number three here, we probably should have changed back to your original idea. But like...
No, your reasoning's fine.
Titus O'Neil is like, he's a very...
He's got tons of personality.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's a SmackDown thing.
Yeah, and he's got tons of charisma.
Raw is for dullards and boring people. I'm joking about that.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Imagine a Baron Corbin Titus feud.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. I think, imagine Titus O'Neil. Somebody from New Jersey's trying to call me. Why are they trying to call me from New Jersey? Imagine Titus O'Neil teaming up with the Wyatt family. He can join the Wyatts.
That would be interesting.
Go and say, Bray Wyatt, I've got an idea for you. Bray Brand. Brand Wyatt. Number seven.
Seven.
And you go, Number seven.
Seven.
Bo Leave.
Yes.
Bo Dallas. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's going to take 2 seconds for us to explain. Bo Dallas, join the Wyatt family.
Yes.
Makes perfect sense.
Or bring back the Wyatt family. You say Bray loses at WrestleMania. He's got no one to turn to. He's all alone.
Yeah.
Who else can you turn to but family?
It's family. How about this? I like this even better.
What?
I like this better, too. How about Randy Orton goes into WrestleMania full of arrogance and swagger.
Hubris.
Hubris, thinking that he's going to take down the now Satan-infused Wyatt, Bray Wyatt, the champion. Instead, Bray Wyatt summons the rest of the Wyatt family. Randy Orton, using computer graphics, is swallowed into a pit that leads directly to hell. Wyatt stand tall. And then Bo Leave emerges from that pit of hell as Sister Abigail.
Okay.
I like that?
No.
No, why not? Brother Abigail. Brother Abe Eagle. Abe Eagle. The whole time we thought he was saying Abigail. He was actually talking Abigail. I have no idea where I'm going
with
that.
Yeah, you have no idea where you're going.
Anyways, Bo Dallas, Wyatt family, makes all the sense.
He's
in
got
the world.
Tons of talent. He's a good wrestler. Tons of charisma. Good talker.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not using him at all on Raw.
I saw a picture
again,
online.
Another wrestler to fill out the mid-card on SmackDown. Bo was growing a beard, too, last we saw him.
He should be in the Wyatts, dude. That's a fucking no-brainer. There are certain things. You know what we should do? Top 10 no-brainers in WWE. Top 10 WWE no-brainers. Bo Dallas and the Wyatt family.
But didn't Bray say that he didn't want...
AJ Styles in the club or Finn Balor in the club.
Yeah.
No-brainers.
Didn't Bray say he didn't want Bo to be involved in the
That's what I read sometime somewhere, and that kind of makes sense because they never pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
maybe Bo doesn't want it either. Maybe he wants to.
That could be. He could be. Yeah, make his own dude. I don't know. Could
I don't know.
How about this? Bo Dallas becomes tax man. We're living in times when the federal budget's about to be proposed. All sorts of weird cuts and stuff. One of those cuts is to the IRS. That's what I read. And then Bo Dallas is like, "You're not going to cut my dad. I'm going to be IRS junior." He's going to be the Congressional Budget Committee.
There you go.
Oh, I'm so talking on my ass right
now.
Yes,
you are.
Number six.
Six.
The Usos. Yeah. Ish. Us.
As
they won ish.
As well as SmackDown generally does with narrative and characters.
Yeah.
They really haven't done anything with the tag division.
They have dropped the ball so hardcore on the tag division. That needs an overhaul, man.
When the Usos turned heel.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good.
They were good for like a second, yeah.
And then after their program, when they introduced the SmackDown tag titles into the show,
mm-hmm.
and after they came away without those belts,
yeah.
they more or less disappeared from SmackDown for weeks.
Yeah, I know.
But they were doing really awesome work as heels.
I feel like it was that thing like, God, what was the joke? What was the thing? Was it Seinfeld where he kept on getting bumped from a late night show? Yeah, I got bumped again. Maybe it was something else. I forget. He's like a dude who just continually gets bumped. They are like an act that always gets bumped from SmackDown because there just isn't enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tag division has done a great they've done a great disservice to the tag division.
So imagine if New Day comes over to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So you have New Day, you have American Alpha, the Revival gets called up.
Yeah.
They go to SmackDown.
I would love to see Revival versus New Day. That'd be great.
Yeah. The Usos would fit in perfectly with what they have going on Raw. They're an established team,
mm-hmm.
really good heels.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they would fit.
Yeah, I know.
They really fit.
There's so much about the Raw tag division that, you know, they've done this kind of inadvertently with Sheamus and Cesaro, where the whole face heel thing just needs to be kind of dropped. You know, it's like Sheamus. I saw like on the pre-show, Sheamus kind of actually got a kick out of how split down the middle. Like Cesaro would do something and crowd would cheer. Sheamus did something and they booed, and Sheamus just started laughing. Because he thinks it's so amusing. Well, I mean, sort of like the curtain or the sort of wall between face and heel is just sort of dropping so hardcore these days with a lot of different acts. It's so bizarre what's happening right now. And so it's kind of like, you know, the club definitely are heels, but man, they could so easily be faces.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like the same thing, the New Day, they could do heel things sometimes. The Usos are obviously heels. They do that whole gangster type thing. But like, I feel like there could be some gray area there too. And so I think if you just sort of drop that stuff, you can have the Usos and just have them really cool. You can have the Usos feud with the club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can do some interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I would love to see the Usos versus the club.
That's one thing about the Raw tag division is you have the upper tier.
It'd be like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. I've never seen the show, but
it'd
you're
be
right.
like a bunch of different levels of like badasses.
Yeah.
You know?
But you have the upper tier of the tag division on Raw.
You're supposed to not like the Mayans, but then they do some badass things. And then Dave Navarro's in their gang all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for like a couple episodes.
I didn't know that.
Sorry, go ahead.
You have the upper tier of the Raw tag division. You have Enzo and Cass. You have Cesaro and Sheamus. This is after the New Day move on to SmackDown, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you have the club. And then you have Shining Stars, Golden Truth. They're kind of on the lower card to mid card area.
Mm-hmm.
The Usos would fit perfectly right in the mid card. They can take their losses, but if you need a team to move up to challenge the champion for a decent program, they can move up to the top of the card and they're instantly legitimate.
Yeah.
Because they're two-time tag champions.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're extremely versatile, and that's kind of what Raw needs in their tag division is teams that are versatile that can win, but can also take losses, don't need to be protected at all, but are still legitimate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Number five.
Five.
Braun Strowman.
They're not really doing anything with him right
now. They're not doing dick with
Braun
Strowman.
They invested so much time in building him up, and then he just loses to Reigns clean two spears, one spear.
And I feel like this Monday we're going to get the match that we probably should have got at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Braun versus Roman Reigns.
And
I feel
Undertaker
like
interferes.
Undertaker's going
to
interfere.
Or at least the gong happens again.
But we've seen, Roman Reigns he's not affected by distraction.
No, he was distracted for a moment.
Not as much as like Kevin Owens or Seth Rollins.
No, obviously not. But he was distracted for a moment.
Braun has all the potential in the world.
Yes, and while Baron Corbin kind of fills the role of monster heel on SmackDown, he's nowhere near as physically imposing as Braun is.
Oh, yeah, no. And that actually be kind of fun because Baron has shown flashes of being a face sometimes, like when he's not forklifting people to death.
Yeah.
Like if he's calling, if he's giving The Miz some shit in front of people, people hella cheer that.
Yeah.
And it's granted, it's The Miz. Like, they're going to cheer anybody. But, like, people are really, really tuning into how entertaining Baron Corbin can be as a heel.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really get true heel heat. People just like him that he's a badass and he goes around beating up people.
Yeah, he's just a guy who just cares about himself.
Yeah, that's exactly. It. Yeah, but people kind of like that. People like to be selfish.
And he'll just do anything it takes to get ahead.
And so I could totally see a Braun Corbin feud just being kind of fun. Yeah. Being really interesting and fun.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. And there's a lot that he could do there. And SmackDown needs, and that's the thing, they're not doing anything with Braun Strowman, but SmackDown could really do something with his character because we've had he has a character, you know?
Yeah,
he's a big man who likes competition.
Yes, and also, of course, bringing him over to SmackDown would give us a Bray Wyatt Braun Strowman program.
Oh, that's right. Which would be really good. That'd be so much fun because Braun Strowman's kind of been built up now. He used to be an underling, and now he's blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff.
Now
that'd be cool.
He's on equal par with Braun, Bray.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the student and the teacher fighting.
Yes, kind of like the Golden Corraler and Butch Bacon.
Exactly.
They should get into a feud together.
Probably won't happen.
Both men are protected. I think Braun Strowman would be great. And SmackDown desperately needs some top-level.
Yes.
They need some top-level talent. Man.
They really do.
They have to. You think those writers are thinking over there like, man, Vince really wants AJ over to Raw? Cena's going to be gone shooting a movie? Who's going to be our main eventer? Chad Hawking?
Is it going to be Randy and Bray for the rest of the year?
Yeah. Oh, man. We're going to bring the Fashion Police up as singles wrestlers again? Number four.
Four.
Rusev Machka.
Another wrestler who's not really being... Well, actually, now he's injured.
He's out for 2 months.
Yep. Shoulder surgery.
Shoulder surgery. How great would it be if after 2 months he debuted on SmackDown?
Yeah.
He just showed up there.
Yeah.
He said, I did everything I could on the road. Now I'm here on SmackDown.
To Machka.
Machka down.
And he can bring Lana with him, and she can join the women's division on SmackDown.
Mm.
Apparently, she's been training a lot more at the Performance Center.
Or they never going to learn. They're never going to learn. Just don't do that. Rusev and Lana are perfect the way they are. She doesn't need to compete. Look at Miz and Maryse.
Oh, yeah.
Maryse is about to be in this match, but it's only because she's like a former Divas champion, too. Yeah. It's only because they need her for Cena, Nikki.
They need her for a match.
Exactly. Spot for a match. Duty. Yeah. Lana doesn't need to be doing that. Nobody needs to see that. Unless she's like off the hook good, which I don't think she is.
I think she's she was a dancer, so she's probably reasonably athletic.
Yeah. But, you know.
I know. Being athletic and
I like to eat, but I'm not going to be in any speed eating competitions.
Okay, that analogy really isn't apt, but okay.
You see what I'm saying,
though? I do. I kind of do.
If you could be in a speed eating competition, what would the food be?
Good question.
Yeah. What do you think you'd do best at? Is there a mac and cheese speed eating competition?
Well, I would do poorly at that.
Well, no, I would do great.
I know.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken
McNuggets. First thing I was going to say was ribs.
Oh, I would love some ribs right now. That'd be great. So yeah, Rusev.
Getting back to Rusev.
Yeah. Again, top level talent. He was the top champion on Raw while the Universal title was milling about.
Non-existent.
Yeah, non-existent. And he desperate. He is so on the, like, this old Jinder Mahal thing. And then when they were dilly dallying with Enzo and Cass, then he got murdered by the Big Show. Like, they...
Well, they had him lose the Big Show to write him off.
Yeah, I know. But they are so on the... He's so on the precipice of being completely a non-entity. But it's funny because you see him in, like, commercials. He's prominently featured in that Southpaw wrestling video thing. I wonder if they did that just to make Vince laugh.
Could be.
Because Meltzer's sort of throwaway line was, it's a parody of the Southern Territories that Vince hates so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they did that and then showed it to Vince after it was done. Like, but they had like Kevin Dunn clear it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they showed it to Vince. Something tells me Vince find that hilarious. That shit looks so, like, I could see Southpaw Wrestling being something that they would do for Vince's birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Triple H needs to be on that.
Yeah, I know. What was Cena's name? Lance Catamaran?
I'm Lance Kettering.
Getting back to Rusev real quick. Yeah, he could easily move to SmackDown and be one of the top heels on that show.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Easily.
Look at what happened with The Miz.
Yeah.
You know, he was left as like their top heel, and now he's basically, you know, one of their top heels. And Rusev is totally, definitely in that Miz category. Like, not really going to be throwing down for the world title.
Well, not consistently. He could be in a world title program here or there.
It's like you can throw Miz up in there for like a little bit and then like bring him back down to reality. Rusev is kind of the same way. Like, you don't really need him. He's so strong. You don't really need him in a world title picture. You know, just have him in cool stories, yeah. You know, and not involving Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
We need to keep him far away from Doug Ziggler.
Yes. Although Rusev is the only one to come out of that feud looking good.
That's true, which is why you need to keep him away from it, because we don't want that. We want that far in our rearview mirror.
Okay.
Number three.
Three.
Sasha Banks.
So we had a bit of a debate whether it should be Sasha or Bayley, because Bayley fits in with SmackDown because she's a character.
Mm-hmm.
And creative could probably come with some really good storylines for mm-hmm. her. And especially, you know, because people have said, and we've said it for a while, when she's at NXT, that she has potential to kind of be the John Cena of the women's division.
Yeah, sure.
And they really haven't booked her to that
that
on Raw. Maybe SmackDown could, but at the same token, you brought up the fact that if you take Bayley off of Raw, then we're going to get a lot more of Sasha and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Which was a great feud.
Yeah.
And it'll be a feud they'll probably revisit at some point, but it's kind of soon to revisit it already.
Yeah, I know.
So give Sasha the ability to come over to SmackDown, feud with Becky Lynch. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Feud with Natalya, Nikki mm-hmm. Bella.
Yeah.
If Nikki's going to stick around after Mania, that's unclear whether that's going to be the case. And if Asuka gets brought up and gets brought up to SmackDown, because she was working SmackDown.
Well, that's my biggest thing. We never got to see Sasha Banks versus Asuka. I'd really want to see that. I think what you said is exactly right. It's like it kind of makes more sense from a character standpoint for Bayley to come over to SmackDown. But at the same time, when you look at the both rosters, what probably makes more sense is Sasha Banks to come over. They still need, as much as Becky Lynch is kind of dominant female, Sasha Banks kind of is like above, like she's established herself as like 1B to Charlotte's 1A as top female competitor. Yeah. So coming over to SmackDown would definitely give that.
There's a lot of actually really good matches that Sasha could have with Becky. As we mentioned, there's Mickie James. There's
For sure.
Alexa Bliss, the mm-hmm. champion.
Yeah.
I mean, the depth of the women's roster on SmackDown is really good.
Yeah. And I feel like this Alexa Bliss thing, where like everybody's going to be involved, is kind of like a blow off for the women's division. So it kind of needs something new there. I wonder if that new thing, well, no, Asuka's going to be on tour in the summer, so probably not.
I mean, there's always a possibility that she can do double duty. Yeah. Maybe.
So when do they go on tour in Europe?
Early June. It's just the UK. I think it's for about a week in June. What is that?
Plastic thing was just stuck in my foot.
Ouch.
No kidding.
In the first week of June. I think it's the June 5th through 11th.
Oh, God. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be her going to vacate the title tour.
Could be.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sasha Banks, I think she'd be great.
It's probably more likely that Asuka will be brought up till around SummerSlam, I would guess.
Yeah, I would guess that too. What's between Mania and SummerSlam?
Money in the Bank. Payback.
Yeah.
I don't know what the May pay-per-view is.
She can come back whenever she wants, or she can come out whenever she wants.
Yeah.
She's Asuka.
Yeah.
Number two.
Two.
Sami Zayn. We've said this quite a while. Like,
yeah.
For a long time now.
Yeah.
And it is only proving out, because I think our any hesitation we had before was, well, let's see what they're going to do with Sami Zayn in a little bit. Let's see.
First it was, what are they going to do with Sami and Braun?
Yeah.
And that ended, but it wasn't really satisfying or didn't really have any sort of finish that was interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
they had a couple of really good matches.
Yeah.
But their blow-off, I guess, was the Last Man Standing match on Raw, which Braun won. We brought up another episode about having... It was the matches that we won at WrestleMania last week,
mm-hmm.
where they have a series of matches. Braun wins them all. Sami somehow pulls out a win at WrestleMania. Everybody looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened.
Yeah, totally.
And then most recently, Sami got beat by Samoa Joe at Fastlane. They're still kind of feuding, but I don't know if they're going to have a match at Mania. If they do, it's a certainty Joe's going to win.
Yeah.
So that really does nothing for Sami.
Yeah. And Stephanie seems so... I mean,
Oh, yeah, a number of times she's...
This actually wouldn't surprise me if it did happen sooner than later.
Yeah, a number of times Stephanie said, you know, I want to get rid of Sami, more or less.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing.
I would be... Yeah, SmackDown... Okay, so here's kind of the thing. I've said this before. Like, SmackDown or Raw is sort of the place for big moments. SmackDown is a place for, like, stories. I think if anybody moved from Raw to SmackDown, it would make SmackDown feel like you've got the Raw rub, so then you're making SmackDown feel bigger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so any of these guys, Rusev, Sammy, Braun, any of these guys moves over to SmackDown, and especially once they move to SmackDown, any of these names, if they move to SmackDown, they're going to start having, they're going to have more success there than they had on Raw.
Yeah.
By virtue of the fact that there's nobody on the roster in SmackDown.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have, wow, this Raw guy came over and he was really good. So now we're all really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's sort of this Raw effect, I would think,
because
that would happen.
Because you have Sammy on Raw not really doing anything, comes over to SmackDown, he's an instant contender for the Intercontinental title.
Right, exactly. Instantly. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Just to start with.
Yeah.
You know, and the sky's the limit for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have cool things like, you know, they always sort of go back to that Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing. Then you have sort of a really long build where Sammy's dominating, or Sammy's, I'm not going to say dominating, but having success on SmackDown.
Kevin Owens having success on Raw. So in 3, 4, or 5 years, when they meet again.
Yeah, exactly.
They've both been champions several times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you've got a really, really long game. That's called planning, people.
Yes.
That's called planning.
Exactly.
Number one.
One.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I think that he really, really needs...
He needs a change of scenery.
Here's the thing. Just him showing up on SmackDown, because it's a big name and it's a big change, people are automatically going to start cheering that. Nobody's going to be, oh, man, now Roman Reigns is on SmackDown.
Actually, some people might have that reaction.
I know, but your gut reaction is, oh, wow, this is new. This is different. This is interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with this. Yeah. I wonder how this is going to play out. And then the next week or the next week after that, they might be like, oh,
this same old Roman. Every Roman SmackDown Reign. Ends with Roman's music playing.
Exactly, yeah.
Going back to your earlier point, more often than not, the trim on Reigns' vest is what color, Steve?
Gold.
Blue.
Oh, yeah, blue.
Well, maybe not more often than not.
Red.
But it is very often blue.
Raw.
It's also red. Color. Sometimes it's golden.
Always golden.
On Fastlane, it was white. And he had those awesome shoes.
No, that was dumb.
Those were cool
shoes.
That
was horrible.
I like those shoes.
I don't like when any of the WWE superstars are wearing shoes that I could just go down to, like...
Actually, those shoes you can't get in the States. You can only get them in Europe.
I can get some that look exactly like
it. But then not those shoes, not
yeah,
those Nike boots.
Yeah, but I can get some that look exactly like it.
But they won't be the same.
I don't know where to get Army boots.
At the Army Navy Surplus Store?
No, I do.
But that's not what those were.
Roman Reigns.
Canvas Nike boots.
Roman Reigns, whether you like it or not, is... He's a lightning rod of controversy amongst the wrestling nerds like us. But beyond that, he's a big star. Like,
yes.
If you know that Vince McMahon has chosen this guy
to be the guy
to be the new god of wrestling, and he comes to SmackDown, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you feel about him, you might roll your eyes and be like, oh, my God. But it's kind of a big deal. Now, knowing that Vince McMahon wants him to be the next god, will he move him from the show that he thinks gods should exist? Probably not. It's probably not going
to
happen.
But I think if Reigns were to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and he's going to get crapped on because he beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
maybe even retiring The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Not to say that he won't get heat if he moves to SmackDown, just the change of scenery would freshen things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Might kind of give him a new start.
You know what they should do? They should do like another fake Undertaker gimmick.
Okay. Who should be
Undertaker
number two?
Undertaker comes out and he says, I never lost to Brock Lesnar. That was the fake Undertaker.
Fake Undertaker.
Yeah, so his streak is intact, but it's back to like, 18-0 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, his last match was the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell. That was his last match. That was 20?
So yeah.
I decided to retire at 20, and then they brought out some other guy that looked like me.
Good story.
That's a terrible story.
And then during... fake Undertaker's match with Roman Reigns, the real Undertaker comes out.
Yeah.
And says, this is still my yard.
Yeah.
And chokeslam. He looks great.
Yeah.
And chokeslams Roman Reigns because he didn't have this additional 5 years of wear and tear on him.
Exactly.
And keeping himself in really great shape.
But that's just,
chokeslams Roman Reigns straight to hell.
But it's just Stone Cold in an Undertaker Halloween costume.
I don't think that makes any sense because Stone Cold is like 5 inches shorter at least, if not six.
This is wrestling, man. Anything can happen. Anyways, what were you saying about Roman Reigns? You said everybody's going to crap on him when The Undertaker loses
to him? Undertaker, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and people will crap on him, too, on SmackDown if he were to move. But it'll at least offer a fresh start.
Yeah.
new surroundings, new people to feud with.
And more importantly,
and the writing staff on SmackDown.
The writing staff.
I have a lot more confidence in them finding a way to do something interesting with Roman than the Raw writing staff.
If Vince says to the SmackDown writing staff, make Roman look ridiculously strong,
but find a way to get him over.
But get him over. I have more faith in them than the guys on Raw.
Yes.
That might be unfair. I hope the low-level writers watching this aren't like, like their work on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you guys don't understand how it is. That's how it always is. You don't understand what it's like because you haven't been here.
Well, that's true.
Vince calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
You shouldn't be doing it. You should start up a podcast, buddy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
I know the point about Roman, then I forgot it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said his trim is blue.
Sometimes it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
So he can just always be blue if he's on SmackDown.
Oh, I would think so. It'd always be
although
blue.
He's on Raw, yet sometimes it's blue.
Yeah. Think it's foreshadowing?
Sometimes it's red.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's gold.
Gold?
Sometimes it's white.
White. I wonder if there's any rhyme or reason.
Sometimes it's gray, too, isn't it?
Yeah. You think it's, or sometimes it's black. You think there's any rhyme or reason to it?
We should conduct a study.
We should. We should take a look at every instance.
Chronologically. What color his trim was, who he was facing.
Yeah. Maybe he's like.
Let's see if we can find a pattern.
You think there's like an SOS type code?
He's trying to communicate.
Or
maybe Vince is just telling him to wear certain colors at certain dates.
We're all writing
and it's Vince trying to subliminally get him over.
Yeah.
With secret messages.
Yeah. It's like today it's like R-O-M-A-N. Okay. And then next week, I-S, okay, G-O-D. Well, that's not going to get him over.
No.
Roman is God is not going to get him over. Anyways. Yeah, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good list today.
It's a really good list today. Good job.
Good list.
Good job with list.
Thank you very much for watching, everybody.
Thank you. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.